At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This is your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, KFNC FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, in Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's have some energy tonight. Game one goes to the Phillies. 8-2, the final score. And the Royals fall back to an even 500 for the first time in a month, and suddenly everything is in question. You want to talk about it, the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. Royals now 74-74. I say everything's in question because it was just two nights ago that we were having a discussion on the postgame show of, if the Royals fall short of the playoffs, can you really call it a successful season? Now, I said no. Some of you said yes, and we debated that back and forth. Now, that conversation is moot. There's no reason to talk about the playoffs right now. You're a 500 team. I'm not going to tell you how many games back the Royals are because it doesn't matter. You're 500. 500 teams don't go to the playoffs, or 500 teams don't belong in the playoffs. But, boy, to think that we're sitting here wondering, is this team going to finish above 500? Is that something that you think about? Because I do. That means something to me. Hey, you have to finish above 500. You have to. You have to finish above 500 if you want to change history. In that, when we look back on 2025 and 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, if you can finish above 500, we'll be able to polish it up. Right? Our memories will recall Noah Cameron and Jack Caglione and Ryan Burgert and Carter Jensen making their debuts. Mikel Garcia with his breakout season. We'll also remember the fact that this team was banged up in the second half. The rotation was banged up in the second half. But if you don't finish this season above 500, if you finish with a losing record, it's just another losing season. Now, we might remember how bad the offense was. And the offense continues its porous final month of the season. Royals as an offense are now batting 199 here in the month of September, averaging the second fewest runs in all of Major League Baseball. Now, thank God for the Colorado Rockies. The worst Colorado Rockies team in franchise history is the only lineup that is performing as poorly as the Royals here in September. But I am interested in do you care if this team finishes with 79 wins or 82 wins? Grand scheme of things, maybe it doesn't matter. It does to me. How about you? 913-586-7965. As far as the game is concerned, as far as this 8-2 defeat in the opener of a three-game series with the first-place Phillies, by the way, Phils might be able to clinch the division Sunday in the finale. But as far as the game tonight, it's pretty simple. You can lay this one at the feet of Michael Lorenzen if you want. I know the Royals only scored two runs, but hey, Lorenzen doesn't finish the fourth inning. You're the veteran of this staff. I'm hoping you can get me to the sixth to tell me you can't even record a tenth out. No, go ahead. Put this one on Michael Lorenzen. Now, the offense obviously didn't perform. 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They're limited to two runs. But we've been over that. You know, you know about the offense. I know about the offense. Now, Salvi in the month of September is now hitting .146. Jack Caglione draws another walk, but he's hitting .167. Now, those might be the two most powerful dudes in this lineup, and they're giving you nothing here in the most important month. But yeah, tonight's game was fairly simple. It comes down to Michael Lorenzen laying an egg. 913-586-7965. I'm curious, does finishing the season above .500 matter to you? Royals have 14 games to go. And right now, that tragic number, the number of Royals losses combined with wins from the team they're chasing, which right now is the Seattle Mariners, any combination of Royals losses and Mariners victories that add up to 10, and it's over. You're officially eliminated. That tragic number is at 10, but the Mariners just started. Mariners win that game, that number falls down to 9. With 14 games to go, and the Royals, you know. 913-586-7965. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Calvin in Independence, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead.
You know, Vern, I know a lot of people are going to be disappointed. You know what? I tip my hat to Q, the manager. He has done a remarkable job in the front office, bringing Krimsky in here and Frazier and all them. You know, just think where we would be if you didn't bring them guys in here. You know, I mean, it's been a bad year. I mean, but sometimes that's part of baseball. You know, you can't look down on them. You know, you got to hit the ball whenever you got to hit it. But Q has done a remarkable job with this pitching. I mean, there ain't very many managers could have done what he's done. And just think, we went to Cleveland, and it was a bullpen committee that won the only game that we should have won last night from the pitching that we got last night.
Yeah, and that's my point, Calvin. I appreciate the phone call. Injuries are not an excuse for this team this season. Honestly, I don't think injuries are even an explanation as to why this team is now 74-74. And the pitching, the rotation, even with the injuries of late to Waka, Lugo, Reagans, and Bubich before that, even with those injuries, it's my opinion that this organization has covered it. Waka hasn't been banged up for long, let's be real. and he's been outstanding this season. Bubic didn't get hurt, didn't go down until the All-Star break. You had 100 games this season of the best rotation in the American League. 100 games. There wasn't a rotation better than the Royals for the first 100 games. Not in the American League. And the Royals were below 500 with that great rotation. 4 games below 500. Now that's all on the offense. And some defensive miscues and base running blunders sprinkled in there as well. Sure, the offense did its part for about a month after the trade deadline. But once that month came to an end, once the calendar flipped to September, we're seeing that same offense that allowed the best rotation in the American League to be a loser, right? 4 games below 500, 100 games into the season. So, yeah, it's been difficult for Q without Lugo, without Waka recently, without Bubic and Reagan. It's no doubt, yeah, it's difficult. But they're covering it. Kolek, Bergert, Cameron are covering it. The bullpen is covering it. And the bullpen's been one of baseball's best for about 2 months now. So the pitching has done the job. Sure, the injuries have played a role in this recent slide, but can I ever ask the offense to carry this team? Now, offense did its part in August, but outside of that, not much to write home about. So, yeah, Q's done a fine job. I have no issue with giving Q credit. He's the skipper of this ship, but let me see how he pulls this bad boy into shore. Let me see what they do over these final 14. Because you might be singing a different song if things don't go well. These final 2 games in Philadelphia, and then that big 6-game homestand. Well, I say big, it might only be big for the Mariners and the Blue Jays as they vie for postseason position. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. We go to John in Overland Park. John, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I know it doesn't come into as big effect or seem like it with football, but as far as the difference between, I get the psyche of finishing over 500, but if as close as some of these races are, if they don't, you know, the more games they lose, they move up 5 picks in the draft, you know what I mean? I hate to look at it that way, but yeah, I don't see the advantage of winning. I get the psyche part of it, but I'd rather have 5 picks in next year's draft or the next year after that, however it works. But that was my only thought.
Sure. And John, I bet you're not alone. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, let me know if you agree with John. All right, forget it. If you're not making the playoffs, lose them all. Have a better shot at a better pick come the draft. Okay. John, nice to hear from you. An update from Omaha, Cole Reagans tonight. Sadly, not pitching in Philadelphia. Not pitching to Bryce Harper, who hit a 2-run home run off of Michael Lorenzen in the 3rd inning to make it 3-1 Philadelphia. Harper ends up hitting what turns out to be the game-winning home run. And he does so against the righty Michael Lorenzen instead of the lefty Cole Reagans. Reagans making the 2nd start of his rehab assignment. Of course, listen, I understand the importance of Cole Reagans. Now, you still have him under team control for the next 3 seasons. He won't turn 28 until December. Now, I understand how valuable he is. Not only valuable to us in Kansas City and to this Royals organization, but valuable all around Major League Baseball. Could be a valuable trade chip this offseason. You never know. So the Royals being cautious with him, they let him make a 2nd rehab start down in Omaha rather than facing this Phillies team. Reagans, remember, in his last outing, in his first start since early June, rotator cuff strain. So again, I understand being careful with him. I'm not overly upset that he didn't make the start tonight in Philly. I would have liked to see him, but hey, okay. So that kind of tells me that you acknowledge the playoffs are not happening. Right? The fact that Reagans doesn't make the start tonight in Philly lets me know that the organization is not fully bought in that this team has what it takes. Because Reagans, in his return to the mound of a week ago, I mean, looked pretty darn good, right? 7 punch-outs in 3 innings. Running the fastball up to 95. And tonight, Reagans, 56 pitches. 45 the last time out. He gets up to 56 tonight. And he throws 3 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Allows only 1 hit. Another 7 strikeouts for Reagans. And got his fastball up to 95. 7 strikeouts. 4 of them with the heater. 1 with the changeup. 1 with the curve. 1 with the slider. I would expect to see Cole Reagans in this series coming up against Seattle. A series that we once had so much anticipation for. Now, well, I'm excited to be back at Kauffman Stadium with all y'all. Royals lose tonight. They drop game 1 to the Philadelphia Phillies. 8-2 is the final score. We'll get back to your phone calls after.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
After this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Swing and a grounder toward the middle to his right. Massey has it. Flips to second. Juan Bobby, the relay, 2. Oh, a big double play right there to keep the Phillies from doing any more damage. But damage they did. They put up 3. We go to inning number 4. It's 4-1 Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia, you could go ahead and double their run output. And while you're at it, double the Royals output. And that's your final score. 4-1 at the end of 3. 8-2 the final. Royals drop game 1 in Philadelphia. The record falls back to an even 500. But that double play there in the third for Michael Lorenzen, One of two very nice defensive plays that allowed this game to even be interesting going into the fourth. Royals jump out to an early lead. As two of the best in the game, Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. team up to put the Royals on the board in the top of the first inning. But in the bottom of the second, some elevated sweepers from Michael Lorenzen turn into a Philadelphia run, and we're knotted up at one apiece heading to the third. Bottom of the third inning, leadoff walk to Kyle Schwarber's, followed by a two-run home run to Bryce Harper as he crushes a two-seamer that started down and in but drifted back over the middle of the dish, and Harper goes with it 400 feet over the left center field wall, an opposite field blast by the future Hall of Famer. So that made it 3-1 Philadelphia. Immediately after that, Brandon Marsh would blast one to deep center field for a triple. Otto Kemp plates him with the infield in, and it's 4-1 Philadelphia. Man on first and nobody out. I mean, this game's about to turn into a laugher. Max Kepler then singles to right. It's first and third with nobody out. 4-1 Philadelphia. And I would imagine a lot of you are turning off the radio, turning off the television. And that's when Edmundo Sosa hits a hard ground ball at Michael Garcia, and he makes a perfect throw to the plate. Salvi lays the tag. The score remains 4-1. And then, as you just heard, a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play allows the game to stay right there. Allows Michael Lorenzen to get out of that 23-pitch third inning and get his offense back to the dish. Unfortunately, his offense couldn't really do anything. In the fourth inning, the offense puts two on with two outs, but Jack Caglione in a big spot flies out to right field. Again in the fifth, Royals two on with two outs, and Michael Garcia smokes one back up the middle, but it finds the glove of the shortstop. Royals would score one in the seventh, but by then, Philly's already put another two runs on the board. They'd put another two on the board in the bottom half of that seventh inning. So yeah, that double play was nice. Prolonged the game, but the Royals offense can't make it a game. Bobby Witt Jr. turns that double play there in the fourth inning. It was one of three double plays that the great all-star shortstop was a part of. The inning-ending double play that Bobby turned in the fourth inning was beautiful. A little short arm pitch to Massey at second base, and he helps Daniel Lynch put up a zero there. Help clean up the mess left by Michael Lorenzen in that fourth inning. So in total, Phillies get one in the second, three in the third, two in the fourth, two more in the seventh, and they take the opener of this three-game series. But I talked so much about Bobby's defense, Bobby also getting it done at the dish. A one-out single in the first inning, he steals second, and scores on Michael Garcia's two-out single. Bobby then is hit by a pitch in the fifth and drives in the Royals' second run in the seventh inning. So Bob scores one run, drives in the other, and that's all we saw tonight from the Royals' offense. So with all that being said, the great Bobby Witt Jr. is tonight's player of the game, right? No doubt about it. Offensively, defensively, and I mentioned the stolen base, his 36th of the season. That's top five in the show. Bobby Witt Jr., tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958, and you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Not only is Bobby top five in the sport in stolen bases, he's top 15 in runs scored and has the third most base hits in baseball. Let's hear what tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
After a fast start there against Buehler and then unable to capitalize or add anything on, what adjustments did he make? What adjustments were you guys trying to make there in the middle innings?
Yeah, I just think we just got to keep finding ways to apply pressure, keep getting better, and just bringing more energy. Just all there is to it. It's like you look at the how many games left, running out of time, so you got to do something about it.
You feel like there was a lack of energy tonight, or can you expand on that?
Just one of those things where you just gotta bring the energy each and every night and then just kind of go out there and just once you get a run and build off that and keep going and keep pushing it, and because that team over there, they're not going to stop trying to score. And so that's what we got to do, is just keep on the gas pedal. Not one run lead isn't enough. Got to keep going and just build off the atmosphere you got out there, and then just go out there and try to win the game.
How frustrating is it to have a couple opportunities not kind of go your way and guys are putting the balls in play or just going right at guys?
Yeah, it's anytime we're losing games, it's frustrating, and we're going through it right now and we don't need to be going through it, and it really sucks. So it's just, yeah, frustrating.
What are some ways you can, you know, try to turn around and make the change that you mentioned, doing the small things?
Yeah, you just got to pay attention to details, do little things, and take things one pitch at a time. That's what we can do. That's what we said this whole year, but we got to really, time's now. We got to make it happen now, or, yeah.
And time is one thing. Do you feel like you have the guys in the clubhouse to be able to do that?
Yeah, I think so. Everyone in here, I know so. I don't think so. It's just, we just got to do it and have everyone be on board. Go out there and give 100% every night for 3.5 hours, whatever it is, 9 innings. And then I like the team we have in here. We have, I think, one of the better teams in the league. It's just, we got to go out there and show it.
All right, there you go. That's Bobby Witt Jr., an outstanding baseball player. Right, that's what he is. But, you know, all of that, I don't know. That doesn't really get me going. Hey, but I'm glad he's on my team. I'm glad he's the shortstop. I'm glad he'll be back in there tomorrow. But, yeah. Listen, I don't know what I expected to hear from Bob. Royals have lost 5 of 6. And since the calendar flipped to September, they've dropped 7 of 11. My game notes following this 8-2 loss to the Phillies. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. We'll head back inside that Royals clubhouse, take a dive into the text line, and get back to your phone calls after this.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Mueller delivers. Garcia pokes it toward shortstop. Pass Sosa into left center, a base hit. Went rounds third. He's in to score standing. Mikel Garcia comes through with a two-out RBI single. And the Royals take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, third straight game in which the Royals take a first inning lead. Second straight game, they're unable to hang on to that lead. Royals up 1-0. Royals lose 8-2. They drop the opener in Philadelphia. 8 runs allowed for the 13th time this season. Royals 1-12 when allowing 8 or more runs. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965, but that two-out RBI single from Mikel Garcia with that 2-2 sweeper away, protecting with two strikes, the all-star third baseman expands, right? The pitch is off the plate, it was a ball, but he lines it into left center field, and Bobby Witt Jr. comes around to score. Mikel later on would single the lead off the eighth inning. He was quickly erased as Salvador Perez grounds into a double play. Salvi goes 0-4, but Mikel Garcia 2-4. His team-leading 47th multi-hit game of the year. But that RBI knock in the first was tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Mikel Garcia ranks 8th, top 10, let's say. Top 10 in Major League Baseball with 158 hits in 148 games. Phone lines are open for you. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. Gabe in Independence writes in, Vern, why do you think Bobby had a down year compared to last year? Not saying he's bad, but the superstar has not returned this year. Was last year a fluke? No, Gabe. I mean, you dive into the numbers and you take the totality of Bobby Witt Jr.'s game, talking offense, defense, and base running. He's one of the 5 best players in Major League Baseball. Now, even if you don't take the totality, even if you just look at WAR, right, wins above replacement, he's the 3rd best player in Major League Baseball. So, okay, the offensive numbers aren't as eye-popping as they were a year ago, no doubt, but the defense is just as stout, the base running still top-notch. Last year was a runner-up finish for the MVP. This year will probably be a top 7 finish, top 10 finish, top 5 finish for MVP. So, yeah, it's a drop-off, but no, last year wasn't a fluke. Last year was one of his best seasons. You know, like George Brett's 1985 wasn't as good as his 1980, but he was still pretty darn good. So, no, I still think Bobby is every bit the superstar. Now, I'll admit, I do think he pressed more this season than he has since his rookie campaign. Yeah, I think early on, he, like a lot of those core members of this lineup, the Vinnies, Salvies, Massey, MJ, guys that were a part of the team last season, I think a lot of them were pressing early on in the season because they wanted to make the playoffs in April, in May. And instead of making the playoffs, they dug themselves a hole that they were never really able to get out of. So maybe Bobby played a little bit freer last year for the duration of the season, and I guess that's somewhat understandable. Right, the Royals were winning right out of the gate last year. It was the boys are playing some ball. We're having fun. And it was always fun up until Vinny got hurt in September. And then you could say Bobby started pressing again and it carried into October. So, you know, I made the point a few times over the course of the past few months. It didn't look to me as if Bob was having the same amount of fun as he did a season ago. And I got chastised for saying it. People going, well, of course he's not having as much fun. They're not winning as often. And to me, when you're a player the caliber of Bobby Witt Jr., I need the same every day. That's why Salvi's Salvi and Jose Ramirez is Jose Ramirez and Bryce Harper and so on and so forth. The guys take their cues from you. You're not happy. I need you to pretend like you're happy. I'm not saying Bobby's sulking. He is anything but a sulker. He's a hard worker, and again, he's one of the three best players on the planet this season. But I think all of those things, the pressing, the losing, which kind of go hand in hand, I think those two things coupled together is why the numbers are still very good to great offensively, but not superhuman like they were a year ago. Gabe, I appreciate you listening, buddy. Opens up a phone line for you. And again, the text line as well. 913-586-7965. Terry from Green Bay says he's hoping the Royals go 8-6 to finish above 500 so we can say it was at least an okay season. Yeah, yeah. Again, it's meaningful to me. I want this team to finish with a winning record because the more and more this season falls into the past, the more fondly we can look back on it. You know, because 2025 in 25 years from now is only going to be a part of Salvi's legacy, Bobby's legacy, you know, John Sherman's legacy, and we'll see who else. But I know those three will be looking at their baseball reference pages for decades. And a winning record means something to the legacy of Bobby, Salvi, John Sherman, and we'll see who else. 913-586-7965. From the 816, Vern, of course being above 500 matters. For the pride of our city, it matters. That said, barring the improbable, this season is a disappointment. Go Royals. Oh, I agree. Yeah. You fall short of October. It's certainly not a successful season. Do I say it's a yes. Yeah. No. Disappointing. I'm with you. You're right. That's the correct term. Kelly from Smithville lets everyone know they're going to still be watching. Royal Trucker writes in on the text line. Hey, Vern, remember what I said a few weeks ago about finishing these final few games strong? Forget it. Okay, so Royal Trucker doesn't care about the boys finishing above 500. Rally Mantis is losing his mind on the text line. He wants Q fired. My God. From the 620, Vern, this is what you call a buzzsaw. We've lost too many winnable games to weather a series against a team as talented as Philly. I'm not giving up, but this does not look good. Signed the 620. No, you're right. Again, tragic number is down to 10. Any combination of Royals losses and Mariners victories that add up to 10, and the Royals' postseason hopes are officially dashed. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to our good buddy Dan and KCK. Dan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Josh. How you doing? Yeah, I'd just like to see the Royals finish above 500. It's still not over, never over until it's over. My brother John calls from Mississippi. He said, what's wrong with the Royals this year? Why are they not getting the big hits? I said, they're just not getting it. We're not runners in scoring position. That's been the problem. So let's take care of business. And still, the magic number is still, the tragic number is 10. So let's finish out strong. And tomorrow, I got the Special Olympic softball tournament, Josh and Shawnee Mission, me and my roommate, Dan. So I'll see if we can take first. Take care of yourself,
Bring
Josh.
It. Bring it. Give me an update tomorrow, Dan. I look forward to it, man. Best of luck out there. Appreciate you listening. Yeah, Royals tonight 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. And for the season, the Royals are one of 6 teams in Major League Baseball with an OPS below 700. When it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position, Royals, White Sox, Twins, Rockies, Pirates, and the saving grace is that the San Diego Padres are slumming it with us. Dan, always nice hearing from you, buddy. And again, hopefully get to hear from you tomorrow following game 2 of this 3-game series in the City of Brotherly Love as Ryan Burgert squares off with fellow right-hander Taijuan Walker. It's a 5:05 first pitch. 5:05, weird time tomorrow. So honestly, with all that college football that's going to be going on, if you're listening right now, if you can set yourself a reminder to listen to the On Deck Show Saturday afternoon beginning at 4 o'clock, you have a really good chance at winning some Royals tickets. I got 2 tickets to see the Royals and Blue Jays in the home finale. I don't know how many people are going to be listening. So if you set yourself a timer, you might be walking away with a pair of ducats. Jacob Mustard, great job back at the studio. Kansas City, I really appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting.
With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.